This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The subject of a law enforcement search in the hills north of Helena is now charged with deliberate homicide. Cascade County prosecutors filed that charge yesterday against 26-year-old Brandon Conrad Meismer in the death of a man in Great Falls on Sunday. Meismer's bail was set at $1.5 million. Prosecutors allege Meismer went into a Great Falls residence Sunday and shot a man in the face. A man and a woman told investigators they had dropped Meismer off at the house, went to get gas, and when they came back, heard a gunshot. They said they were trying to leave when Meismer jumped in the back of the car, pointed a gun at them, and forced them to drive to Helena. Meismer fled police there and abandoned a carjacked vehicle near Hauser Dam. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton says sheriff's deputies continue to search the area between Hauser Dam and Black Sandy State Park, where Meismer is believed to be hiding, but so far there's no sign of him.
No, there's been some false positives that we've had. Some people have called with what they believe to be him, but it has not. We haven't had any confirmed sightings yet.
Meismer is described as about 6'3", white, and 205 pounds. A school bus driver died in a rollover crash near Whitefish at the beginning of her route. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says no students were on board the small bus when it crashed shortly after 7 yesterday morning. Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Josh Nana says 66-year-old Margaret Allers Junke of Columbia Falls was traveling north on Dillon Road when the bus went off the road. She overcorrected, causing it to roll. She wasn't wearing her seatbelt and was ejected from the bus and died at the scene. Whitefish Superintendent Heath Davis Schmidt said the school notified parents of students on the route and the bus company and school officials got the kids to school. In other news this morning, a federal judge has blocked construction of a dam along the Yellowstone River near the Montana-North Dakota border over worries that it could harm an endangered fish population. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers needs to do further environmental studies before moving ahead with the $59 million irrigation project northeast of Glendive. Environmentalists sued to halt construction. Preliminary work had been slated to start this month. Corps officials argue a bypass channel around the dam would allow pallid sturgeon to reach upstream spawning grounds that they've been blocked from for decades. But Morris said in his Friday ruling that the agency failed to adequately analyze whether the bypass would work. An estimated 125 wild sturgeon are believed to survive in the lower Yellowstone. The U.S. oil and gas production boom of the past decade has an unwanted side effect. Millions of gallons of briny wastewater have spilled onto land and flowed into waterways, often doing severe damage. An Associated Press analysis of state and federal records finds 21,651 spills of oil-filled wastewater between 2009 and 2014. They add up to more than 175 million gallons, and officials acknowledge many releases are never reported. The spills happen primarily because of human error and equipment failures, such as ruptured pipelines, overflowing tanks, or illegal dumping. Experts say wastewater spills can be more environmentally harmful than oil spills. The salty byproduct can turn land into barren moonscapes where plants can't grow. Oil industry officials say they're trying to reduce the number of spills. A California-based distributor challenging Montana's milk freshness rule as too restrictive is taking its case to a federal appeals court. Montana requires that milk be removed from store shelves 12 days after pasteurization. Coremark International says the milk it distributes remains safe for at least 21 days after the pasteurization date. A study of government health surveys finds half of all U.S. adults now have diabetes or pre-diabetes.
That's a pretty staggering number, and in Montana, we have data that show that about 8.8% of adults in 2014 reported having a diagnosis of diabetes.
That's Sarah Brokaw, who manages the State Health Department's Montana Diabetes Program. She's reacting to the diabetes analysis released this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
What's more alarming is that up to 35% of adults, or approximately 275,000 people in Montana probably are at risk for type 2 diabetes, so they have something called prediabetes. And fortunately, you can take action to prevent diabetes if you have that diagnosis.
Improved nutrition and more physical activity are two ways to help prevent diabetes. Brokaw says Montana's diabetes rate is better than most other states, although the state's Native American population is diagnosed with the disease at about twice the rate of whites. Despite fires and view-obscuring smoke last month, Glacier National Park is still on pace to break last year's record 2.3 million visitors. The Daily Interlake reports August visitation numbers dropped about 14% from August of last year, but year-to-date visitation is still strong thanks to a record-breaking June and the second busiest July the park's ever seen. Park visitation is estimated by multiplying the number of vehicles by the average of visitors per vehicle. Park officials expect visitation to keep climbing as access to Going to the Sun Road has been extended by 2 weeks to October 4th. Vehicles will be able to reach Logan Pass from the west side until the third week in October, weather permitting. Until this week, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office hadn't had an increase in sworn officers in 30 years. That changed yesterday with the swearing in of four new deputies, raising the department's total number of deputies to 51. Sheriff spokeswoman Brenda Bassett says four new staffers may not sound like a lot, but will make a world of difference for the department.
We have a lot of times a skeleton crew, so being able to add these four additional deputies will make it so we have that one extra person on patrol. So if our guys and gals are out on a call, they'll have backup and they'll have somebody that can go to the calls that they need to be on. It's huge for our department. We're just really excited because it hasn't happened in three decades, so it's great.
One of the newly hired deputies will be dedicated to the Seeley Lake area for patrol. This marks the first time an additional patrolman will be added to that part of Missoula County. Authorities say they've arrested a man who allegedly hit a Missoula police officer with his car, causing the officer to fire his weapon at the vehicle. The Missoulian reports 26-year-old Anthony Godinez appeared in court yesterday. He faces a felony assault with a weapon charge and a misdemeanor aggravated DUI charge. His bail has been set at $100,000. Court documents say Officer Pat Urbacher had been on foot patrol with other officers Saturday when they witnessed a car hit a truck. The driver of the car then drove toward the officers and struck Urbacher. Urbacher shot into the vehicle. The driver, Godinez, was injured in the shooting. Urbacher was treated at a hospital and has been placed on administrative leave. Godinez allegedly admitted to drinking and driving. Thanks for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.